I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Josh Haberman. He's music director of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
So the Desert Chorale is an institution in Santa Fe, particularly around Christmas time. What's the Desert Chorale all about?
Well, it's an ensemble of professional singers that come from throughout the country. We come two seasons a year, once in summer and once in winter. So we're in our winter season right now. It's 2 weeks long, running all the way almost up until Christmas Eve. And then our summer season is a big summer festival that coincides with all the big summer festivals here in Santa Fe, running from the second week in July all the way through the middle of August.
And so at Christmas time, is it all about holiday music, winter music, things like that?
Yeah, it's really an incredibly varied set of offerings that we've got. We've got a program this evening, Friday, at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis, and that's our Carols and Lullabies program that's repeated again on Saturday. And it's really a wonderful, eclectic program of a little bit of everything. Traditional tunes that people know, people associate with Christmas, people associate with winter in this time of year. And then there's always some new fun things to hook into as well. So new arrangements of traditional things, as well as beautiful settings of texts of music that's new.
It must be always a kind of, I suppose this is true in all kinds of classical music too. We talk about this in terms of the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, walking that line between the traditional old favorites and the stuff that's more interesting, because if you just do Joy to the World and Deck the Halls, you'll just like die of boredom, even if you do new arrangements of
them. That's right. Well, there's a great way to do that in that what we try and do, especially on a winter season, is always bring something that's new and fresh. We have a tradition of doing an Omanium Mysterium every year, but we always try and make it a different one.
What is that?
It's a beautiful text that speaks about the Christmas miracle, essentially, and it's been set by composers for many, many centuries, so you've got lots of versions to choose from. This year's program features a new setting by a Norwegian composer named Ola Yello, and he actually set it for choir and violin, and it's one of the most beautiful, just glowing pieces of music you could imagine. So we always try and bring something that's familiar, but also something that's new, so that people have something special to look forward to, as well as their old favorites.
So how did you get involved with the Desert Chorale?
Well, my first year was 2008 as a candidate for the job, and then I started full-time with the chorale in 2009. And it's just an incredible group of singers. They come from all over the country. Many people don't know what a treasure we have here in Santa Fe with this group. It's really a group of very, very high caliber, national standard. There's almost no community that has a group of this quality, where the singers come from all over the country and some from abroad to spend time here in Santa Fe rehearsing together and performing. So it's a real joy to do. I've been doing it now for, I guess it's about four seasons, and I look forward to many more.
Now, being a professional-level choral singer, what kind of background and training do they have?
Most folks will have studied music at an undergraduate and often a graduate level. Many of them are professional singers who travel around the country doing this, whether it's solo literature or ensemble singing. One of the amazing things about these singers is they're the kind that can stand in an ensemble and blend with others and work in a sectional sound and then step out and do a rip-roaring solo. And that's a very unique set of skills that our singers have. So,
Do any of them do opera?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Many of them have that background and continue to perform. The Desert Chorale, in fact, did a collaboration with the Santa Fe Opera this past summer season, in which our singers were extra singers for their King Roger production. And so we cross over very comfortably between the opera world and the choral world, the classical music world of all kinds. These singers are just of that quality that they can do just about anything.
What are some of the differences in the vocal technique between singing solo and singing in a chorus?
Well, it depends on the kind of music. You know, we like to say that there's not necessarily one sound that we're going for, but the music really determines the way we sing. Obviously, you have to use much more careful listening and be a little bit more sensitive when you're in a group, rather than singing solo, where very often the question is going to be getting up and over an orchestra or getting up and over the chorus, so it's a balance question. But good singing is good singing, bottom line, and that's what our singers do.
Now, are you a trained singer?
Yeah, I have that background. It's something that I've always loved to do. In fact, I've sung in this kind of group for quite some time, and it's a real joy to do as well.
Do you still sing?
Yeah, from time to time. When I have opportunities to do it, I sure do.
We're talking to Josh Haberman of the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Why don't we play a piece of music right now from the Desert Chorale? What would you recommend? You've got a very nice CD which you brought here to the baking company called Silent Night Christmas with the Santa Fe Desert Chorale, and it was actually recorded live at the cathedral here in Santa Fe.
Yeah, it was. This is from a couple seasons ago, and I thought, I had mentioned that Omnium Mysterium tradition that we have, so I thought maybe it'd be nice to listen to the Omnium Mysterium from that year, which is by Morton Lauridsen, one of America's great choral composers.
Okay, let's take a listen to that right now.
Oh.
And that was Omanium Mysterium. And we are here with Josh Haberman from the Santa Fe Desert Chorale. Tell us about what we just heard.
Well, it's one of the great pieces of Christmas music. The composer, Mort Lauridsen, is from Los Angeles. And he's sort of the dean of American choral composers now. He's one of the most popular writers for vocal ensembles, performed all over the country and abroad. But this has become one of the most beloved pieces that he's done. And we love to bring settings like this out because they're quite difficult. It's music that's challenging, and it's the perfect kind of thing for the Desert Chorale to show off their skills because these singers are of such terrific quality.
So there are a lot of composers composing music which is of this kind quite popular with choral ensembles across the country, probably around the world.
Yeah.
And it's, I think, a nice combination of traditional and contemporary music.
Absolutely. And, you know, choral music is the most popular performance art form in the world. We had a study come out recently from Chorus America, which is our national body that talks about our participation in the arts. And they did a survey and discovered that there are over 40 million Americans participating in choral music throughout the country. So if you look at a country of about 300 million people, you realize more than 1 in 10 is participating in some meaningful way in a choir. The levels of participation are extraordinary. So it's really an incredible art form. It's one that attracts people. It's one that is ultimately human. There's no intervening instrument to get in the way. Instruments, of course, are wonderful, but when you experience that voice-to-voice connection and the body is the instrument, it communicates in such a personal and beautiful way. Choral music is one of our great national art forms.
It seems like such a beautiful way of coming together and such a way of kind of cultivating connection and peacefulness and
yes.
qualities that we really want to cultivate in ourselves and others.
Absolutely. Our mantra all the time is we can do together what we can't do alone. Even though each one of these singers is capable of stepping out and singing a solo and being absolutely extraordinary, the kind of harmony that we can create with that beautiful singing together, it's like nothing else. And being a part of something greater than ourselves, of course, it's the perfect theme for the holidays. So we love to do it.
And so your singers come from all over the country. It must be kind of a working vacation in Santa Fe for them.
Well, they love to come. That's the greatest thing. We have some singers who have been coming for years and years and years. And then, of course, every year we have some new faces as well. But people just love to come back here. It's a community that supports the arts, that loves music. So there's all kinds of opportunities for them to have a great time, enjoy themselves. They love it in the winter when it's snowy, and they
go
love
skiing.
It in the summer. Absolutely. Well, they're working most of the time, so they don't have tons of time for that. In the summer, because the season is longer, they'll get stretches where they're a little bit freer. But Santa Fe, of course, is a terrific place to come, and it's a community that supports the chorale. We're in our 30th anniversary season right now.
30th anniversary?
30th anniversary season.
Wow. So, okay, you've got carols and lullabies tonight and tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the cathedral here in Santa Fe, and you also have an event in Albuquerque on Sunday.
On Sunday the 23rd, we're taking carols and lullabies down the hill to Emmanuel Presbyterian in Albuquerque. And then we've got a special thing, actually, that goes after the Christmas holiday, between Christmas and New Year's. We're offering a program called A Toast to the New Year. And that's a fun, lighthearted program that includes everything from holiday music, Sephardic folk songs, of course, Auld Lang Syne, because you have to sing that at New Year's time.
Yes, you do.
And that's going to be at Loretto Chapel and at Holy Faith Church. And that's going to be directed by our former music director, Linda Mack. So
oh,
we're thrilled
wonderful.
That Linda is coming back to do that program with 8 of our specially chosen singers running from the 28th to the 31st of December.
And so there's even a program on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
So let's hear, should we listen to one more song from Silent Night?
Sure, would love to. Maybe we could listen to The First Noel.
Okay. All right, so let's listen to The First Noel, Santa Fe Desert Chorale.
Feels on a corner.
was the Santa Fe Desert Corral version of the first Noel. Josh Haberman is with us. Anything you want to say about your rendition of that piece?
It's arranged by Stephen Paulus, who's one of our great American composers, and just a chance to sing a wonderful traditional tune in a beautiful way, and that's what our Christmas and holiday programs are about.
Josh Haberman is music director of the Santa Fe Desert Corral, and they can be found on the web at desertcorral.org. And once again, lots of performances coming up tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday in Albuquerque, and a toast to the new year from the 28th through the 31st of December. More information can be found on the web. And people can also call at, let's see, they can get tickets at the box office 988-2282 or ticket Santa Fe 988-1234. Josh, thank you so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
And I'd like now to welcome back to the show Babapalooza. It's Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt from the Santa Fe New Mexican, the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Speaking of the arts in a very Christmassy kind of way, welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome.
We're alive. Welcome. It's December 21st, and we're all here.
It's more of a solstice-y kind of way today.
Yeah, yeah.
But it could be Christmassy, too.
Well, yeah, it's a solstice-y kind of way. But, you know, Christmas is coming up, and there's a whole lot of activities, like we were just talking about the Desert Corral, and Schola Cantorum is having their Noel Nouvelle first Christmas concert on Sunday, December 23rd at 7 o'clock at the main church of the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe at the corner of Agua Fria and Guadalupe Streets, for example.
Uh-huh, plus Santa Claus is coming.
Santa Claus is coming.
To town?
I don't think he's coming to my place. Because of that list of naughty and nice. I always get, ever since I was like seven, that's always worked against me. That's the part I've been trying to change by writing like Santa Claus letters plus my congressman. But nobody responds.
Nobody responds. No, I stopped writing Santa Claus when I was probably like in the 10th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I still write him.
Nah, I don't anymore.
I write him to care of the local courthouse because remember that movie where he went to trial? The lawyer got him off? That's good. All right, so...
Right along with Christmas shows.
No, but wait, I liked your piece today, Rob, in the story on that book about gnomes, which tie in with Christmas.
It does.
When I grew up, I was always terrified of gnomes and elves and dwarfs and pixies. They were always depicted as like...
Yeah, but they're all different. You don't have Santa's little gnomes.
Yeah.
They're Santa's little elves.
Santa Fe has a couple of gnomes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They hang out. They're Bauman marionettes.
That's
right.
Freckles, and he's got a twin brother, and I can't remember his name.
They hang out at Evangelist.
But they're duendes. They're like Brazilian gnomes. And apparently they hide in the walls and they wait for children to do bad things, and they clip children's toenails, but sometimes they take off an entire foot.
That was a great ending to your story, by the way.
Yeah.
And their headquarters is Gnomes, Alaska.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else?
Anywho.
I am the straight man again today. But you
can say that again.
I thought that was me every time I come on the show. That's very funny.
Today and tomorrow, the amazing flamenco guitarist Truscales is going to be doing Christmas flamenco shows. It's tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 at El Museo Cultural, and I don't know if they got their publicity out in time, so we're saying it now in case people want to head over there. He's as good as it gets. And singing, dancing, and flamenco guitar, and it's a whole show. It's all a Christmas show.
I noticed something immediately when I opened up the calendar in Pasa Tiempo today, and I should mention it. It has a listing for Bingo, which is a Meow Wolf kind of theater thing.
Yeah.
It's actually been canceled.
Right.
So disregard that in today's Pasa Tiempo calendar. We apologize for that mix up.
Yeah, that's there. Let's talk about briefly the movies, because first of all, CCA is still playing the Chaplin movies, which are great, and they play to anybody. A 7-year-old will like them, a teen will like them. The Gold Rush is playing over there this weekend. It's a great Chaplin movie, silent, classic clown, tramp, kick comedy. I really urge you to go see it.
And you know what? I'm doing an interview with Lois Rudnick, who knows a great deal about Charlie Chaplin, next week on Thursday. So
Excellent.
We're talking about Modern Times.
Beautiful. That, which is also a great picture.
It is indeed.
And his last silent movie. Bunch of movies are opening this week. We've got a lot of reviews in Pasa.
Yeah.
This is 40 is opening, and Django Unchained, which I saw a preview of and really like. It's not great. And, of course, that French musical based on the Victor Hugo years ago, the guy steals a loaf of bread and then it becomes a big soap opera.
Yeah.
And that didn't get a very good review by John Richards. And then The Hobbit opened.
The Hobbit opened.
Gnomes, right?
Yes, there's a big review of that. And then the Sean Penn film, This Must Be the Place, that opens at the CCA.
What's that about?
I went and saw it. It's about Sean Penn. I mean, he does an amazing job once again. And he plays this sort of like aging, sort of drug-addled, sort of semi-retired rock star that lives at this estate in Ireland. And his father passes away. And he's got to go back to America for the funeral. And it turns out that his father was imprisoned at Auschwitz.
Good heavens.
And his father was a Nazi hunter. And he'd spent the last 30 years of his life looking for this man who humiliated him. And he wanted him to pay for it. So Sean Penn is this kind of like Ozzy Osbourne type of character. Basically gets in his truck and then drives around the country. Part of it was filmed in Alamogordo. And he's looking for this Nazi, and it's an interesting film. I'll say that it's a little bit protracted.
Sean Penn's a very, 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 very good actor.
Very good and very versatile. Frances McDormand is in it, and she's awesome.
She's amazing.
She's awesome, and the soundtrack is David Byrne and Will Oldham, and David Byrne's actually in the film. So,
all-star film.
Yeah, I gave it 2.5 chilies, but it's worth it. It's worth a see.
You know, find your kitty companion for Christmas from Felines and Friends.
Get ready.
Hoping there would be kitties.
A local cat rescue and placement organization which gives a second chance to abandoned and neglected cats like Robert Knott.
I'm a cool cat.
This week's featured kitty is Jewel. She was found near an apartment building as a baby, and she was a little shy, but she's coming along very well in her foster home, and she's a playful and energetic little girl with a short coat and tortoiseshell markings and a pretty face, which you can say of almost all cats, I think.
But you can say it of us three, too.
Yeah.
Why are you two looking at me when you do that?
We were looking at each other wouldn't look at you.
Immediately, the connotation there was one of us doesn't quite pull it off.
If you're interested in adopting Jewel, you can call 505-316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Or you can go and look at any of the other cats available for adoption at fandfnm.org.
That's pretty cool.
Amen.
They're really great. They always send their little listings, and I hope that all those cats get adopted.
Adele Oliveira wrote a nice little mixed media in the Pasta today about the Farolito walk.
Yes.
The Christmas Eve walk. And, mm-hmm. and I think it's the first time in a long time I've seen somebody actually put a date on its founding, 1971. Because people have often asked, when did that Farolito walk begin? And she has a really interesting bit of history in this. But the point is that, of course, Christmas Eve is the Canyon Road walk.
Yeah.
I've been here 20 years, and it's certainly changed in the 20 years I've been here. And I'm sure there's people that started going on it in 71.
But that was the first year I lived here, when I was 2.
In 71?
Up on Cerro Gordo, yeah.
Did you walk it?
No.
Strolled it?
I crawled it.
Oh, I see.
No, I don't think we probably did it.
But it's happening. It's Christmas Eve. Yes, it's a lot of people, but it's fun. People still go. You see carolers and bonfires and little kids dressed like the character in A Christmas Story. And once I made the mistake of bringing my dog on that, and it was a mistake. You're not supposed to bring dogs. And she was a wreck because there were people everywhere.
I know. That includes dogs, like, stuffed in purses. I mean, it's cold anyway. Just leave them at home.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the weather is, although I understand there's at least a 30% chance of a white Christmas.
Yes.
On Christmas Day proper, though, I think, not Christmas Eve. But Santa will be
That's
there.
That's
not
kids, a very high chance.
It's no,
better than,
it's
like,
not.
10%.
It's wonky. I mean, it's so cold, you never know. It might just be too cold to snow. That happens a lot.
I think it's time for a white Christmas.
Me too.
Because
But you know what's happening tonight? And I think I might go to this because I'm flying solo tonight. It's the annual After Hours event hosted by the Santa Fe Children's Museum.
Where at?
They're going to have at the Children's Museum. It's a winter solstice festival. There's going to be a luminary labyrinth, flying Farolitos, storytelling, warm snacks. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. There's a small cover, but the Santa Fe Children's Museum could certainly use the community's support right now to get
yes,
them open.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. And don't forget to support your local merchants if you haven't done all your Christmas shopping already. There's, of course, the great temptation to order things from other sources online, and that's great, and you can get all kinds of cool things. But I had a very successful and succinct shopping experience at Collected Works Bookstore the other day. And got some books and some little soaps and some magnets and just very nice, cool stuff. And the clerk there was incredibly knowledgeable. Like I said, I want a book for this kind of kid, and he just went right to the shelf and pulled it off. It was amazing.
So he'd been there for a while. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
No, you could probably do all your shopping there anyway, but yeah, shop local for goodness sake.
Shop local. And Christmas morning, December 23rd at 11 a.m., also at Collected Works Bookstore, Christmas concert, Melismata, Bringers of Ancient Songs. Have you heard about this?
I'm reading about it right now, but I don't know much else about it.
Journey Santa Fe, 15th and 17th to 17th century carols in the original Latin, Spanish Renaissance, and all sorts of familiar carols and good stuff. And that's 11 o'clock at Collected Works on Galisteo Street on Sunday.
Ubiquitous.
Ubiquitous.
I just thought I'd say something to get your attention because you kind of forgot I was here.
No, it's not the spelling bee. Never mind.
Oh, the 30th annual Madrid Christmas Open House is happening.
Oh.
Through the weekend.
That's right.
More than 40 shops and galleries will be open with holiday lights.
Santa's going to be there, too.
With Mrs. Santa.
Mrs. Santa?
Oh, yeah, they're going to be there. She sings, "Hey, Santa, hey, Santa."
Oh, so she's going to be there and he's going to be there.
Yeah, they're both there. Every now and then he brings his wife out.
That's nice.
She's probably trying to keep an eye on the guy.
Probably.
You know, sneaking into people's houses at night.
This day and age.
Taking a visit to the lingerie store and all that. You'd get yourself in trouble. Anyway, head down there and see Santa Claus. They usually have stagecoach rides, lots of lights.
Yeah, I was going to say, Madrid, New Mexico, best light show this side of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hey, The Wear is continuing at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
I'm glad you pitched that.
Yeah, 7:30 tonight. I believe on Saturday there is a 7:30 show. And I think there's one on Sunday, too.
2 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, 2 o'clock on Sunday. And then this is the final weekend for that production. So go out and see some
support local
theater. Yeah,
and
sure.
Then local art at the Sage Creek Gallery, the annual Winter Miniature Show, a small group of original paintings by exhibiting and guest artists at the Sage Creek Gallery on 421 Canyon Road, sagecreekgallery.com.
There's also some art openings tonight, and I'll run through them real quickly. The Hennington Fine Art at 802 Canyon Road has Lopez Love, works by the Lopez family, 5 to 7 p.m. Meyer East up at 225 Canyon near the bottom has a holiday show with a lot of paintings by Michael Workman. New Art Gallery, 670 Canyon Road, about halfway up on the right, has Figurations, group show of paintings, 5 to 7. Most of the receptions are 5 to 7. Selby Fleetwood up at 600 has a winter gathering show. Waxlander up there in the 600 block has Holiday Aglow group show. And then the William and Joseph Gallery, also up on the 700 block, has Connectivity with work by Marcy Erspommer. So there is some Canyon Road opening tonight, maybe a half dozen in all. There may be others that didn't make it into the PASA, but that's unlikely. We're pretty good at covering that stuff. But head on up there if you want.
Yeah, and this on Sunday, the day before Christmas, the Baca Street Studios is having a holiday pottery show.
Wait a minute, Sunday's not the day before Christmas.
Day before Christmas Eve.
Day before Christmas Eve.
Oh, boy.
Two days after
keep
solstice.
Going. So what happens then?
Anyway, it's a holiday pottery sale, 730 Baca Street. It's in that Baca Street Studio complex. It's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's a great place to find last-minute doodads, stockings, stuffer-type dealios.
Have you ever heard of the band The Swinging Ornaments?
Yes.
They're playing from 2 to 5 on Saturday over at the Cowboy.
I saw them. I went to the Santa Fe Music Alliance party last, I believe it was Saturday, and they played, and they were awesome.
Is that a Christmas cover band?
It's like Josh Martin and I think like Johnny Broomdust. There's a whole bunch of people, but like people just sort of jump in, and they have horns and upright bass and violin. And
that's great.
Sounds like a charango band.
It's cool. They put a really neat spin on holiday music, and I can't really stand holiday music anymore, but I had a really good time listening to it.
I can't stand it either.
I love holiday music, but only if it starts around like December 8th, not when it starts like Thanksgiving
Day. October.
And I don't like going to the stores and the lights are up on Halloween.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So I've said my piece, and nobody's going to listen to me.
There's a lot of different kind of Christmas carols, and I'm going to, on Monday, I usually have Craig Smith on, but he couldn't make it this year. I'm very sad, but I might play some of the songs that Craig has played in the past and just do a sort of compendium of Christmas carols on this show on Monday.
That would be cool.
That reminds me.
Speaking of Christmas carols.
Okay.
A Christmas Carol. The Zia Players are presenting an adaptation of the Campbell's Playhouse 1939 radio production of Charles Dickens' tale at 7 p.m. tonight at the ZU United Methodist Church over there on Governor Miles Road. There's tickets available for individuals and entire families, and they're available at the door. You can find out more information at 471-0997. It's pretty cool. The original production in 1939 was narrated by Orson Welles.
Wow.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. I don't think this is actually going to be broadcast. It's just kind of a radio staged reading style, so they're going to have sound effects, you know, but it won't be broadcast.
Okay.
So
have you guys been checking out the CCA Forget Your Perfect Offering stuff?
Yes.
There's two more things this weekend. Do you want to talk about them?
You can talk about them.
Okay. Edie Tsang is doing something tomorrow from 1 to 4. And it's called Nobody Taught Me to Cry. And she was here the other day talking about snow poems, but I unfortunately didn't get her on the air in time for this. But anyway, I think that might be a poetry thing. And then on Saturday, December 22nd at 4 tomorrow, an untitled performance by Jennifer Joseph.
Neato. Hey, Alan Arkin and Bruce Dunlap tonight at Gig Performance Space. Poetry, guitar, it's going to be interesting. 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7. That's over there on 2nd Street. You can find out more info at gigsantafe.com. Tickets are available at the door. Did I say that? I'm saying it now.
You did now.
That bacon, I'm sorry, I'm so distracted.
I know, they're cooking a big sheet pan of bacon. Yeah.
And it's driving me nuts because I didn't eat this morning.
Oh. Bacon! Hey, Bill Hearn's supposed to play Christmas Eve at La Fonda. That should be fun.
Yeah.
7:30, no cover.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Unity Bash?
Oh, the Unity Bash is happening this weekend. Let me see. I wrote about it in my Soundwave column and forgot all about it after I wrote about it.
While he's looking, I'm going to do some shadow figures here on the show for you folks.
Okay. I thought you were going to sing Dean Martin-like songs.
I'm going to do that too.
5 p.m. Saturday, that's tomorrow, December 22nd. It's the annual holiday Unity Bash. It's kind of like an alumni, it's kind of sort of like a reunion of people that sort of, you know, grew up in Warehouse 21. We've got the Big Boo and State of the Mingo, which is my favorite hip-hop sort of outfit. And they have a new free downloadable EP. You can read about it in my column. L.A.-based comedian Andy Sell is back. And he's going to be doing some stand-up.
Is he funny?
He's funny. He's very funny. And there's a new indie rock band in town called Albatross, and I don't think I've had a chance to catch him yet.
We don't get in the habit of going to stand-up in Santa Fe, because
no.
It's not a very big city with a stand-up scene, and good stand-up is fantastic.
It is. Bill Maher's coming. Bill Maher.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's coming to the Lenzic.
I wonder if he'd like to come to the cafe.
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for that. The Genoveva Chavez Center presents Disco on Ice tonight from 5 to 7. Sorry, we're having talkers in the background here. Tonight from 5 to 7:15, come get your groove on with a night of ice skating under the disco lights. It's very inexpensive, and for more information, 955-4033.
Hey, I messed up. That gig that Alan Arkin is on Saturday, not Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's the same time, 7:30 Saturday.
Saturday. Ah, we have
another Bob in the house that
quiet,
let me know.
Yeah, we have. We wanted to have tripartite Bobapalooza, but only two of them would talk. We have a third Bob sitting here quietly.
He's monitoring. He's the hall monitor.
He's just bobbing around.
He's making sure we all keep our hands in
ooh,
our pockets. Hoo, hoo.
He just made a bad Bob pun. Heidi Lowe and Porcelain Gallery, more holiday happiness tonight from 5 to 7 and tomorrow from 12 to 6. And lots of good stuff by Heidi Lowen and Monica Codden, and very colorful Christmassy ceramics.
Did anybody mention the musical Piñata for Christmas?
No, I was just looking at it. Go ahead.
It's a musical Piñata for Christmas. It's a bilingual evening of live music, carols, and Oscar Hugues' short play, Fantasia de Navidad, Teatro Paraguas, 4 o'clock on Saturday. And I'm going to see real quick. I don't think it's tonight. 4 o'clock Saturday. It's great for kids. It's short. Donations welcome. Teatro Paraguas is out there at Calle Marie. I think that's somewhere in the...
It's near Home Depot. If you go on that road from Cerrillos, past Home Depot, you kind of should look at the map before you go out there, but then you're almost there.
Yeah, and then check out teatroparaguas.org. The show is also on Sunday.
Cool.
So something good for the kids. And again, it's by donation. And it's like 4 o'clock, I think, in the afternoon, which I think is a great time for theater, as a quick side note. It's a perfect time. We did 4 o'clock matinees at Warehouse, and they were such a hit.
That's
your whole
really
day is not
good.
Messed up. You can go hiking in the day. You get out, you can go get a drink or something to eat. There should be more 4 o'clock matinees in my viewpoint.
Or you can sleep late and have bacon, and by the time you get going, it's 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm, unless you're bacon at home.
Geist Cabaret, David Geist at Pronzo, will be playing tonight, and then he'll be doing a holiday sing-along tomorrow. And I'm not sure. You can go to davidgeist.com or pranzosantafe.com to get all the details. All performances are 6 to 9, I think, and 984-2645. The holiday sing-along sounds like fun. It's a step better than karaoke.
A step better than karaoke.
So that if people are also singing, they don't have to hear you.
I'm going to get T-shirts that say that.
Did either of you plug the Baroque Christmas?
No.
Go for it.
It's over at Loretta Chapel this weekend. Santa Fe Pro Musica Baroque Orchestra. You got to pay to get in. It's 6 and 8 o'clock at Loretta Chapel tonight. And 6 and 8 tomorrow night. So discounts are available. Call 988-1234. And tonight is also Carols and Lullabies at the Cathedral downtown St. Francis. Did you mention that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're done.
we didn't mention the Young Voices holiday program at Vanessa, though, did we?
No, we
Go
didn't.
For it.
Santa Fe Opera Group, right?
Yes, Santa Fe Opera Group is going to be presenting high school students who participated in the Advanced Musical Education Program. And they're going to be performing traditional carols, holiday-themed music, and the Santa Fe Opera staff is going to be doing this as well. Operatic arias at 6:30 p.m. tonight at Vanessa.
And don't forget, go ahead.
No. There's a small cover. A portion of the evening's proceeds benefit the Santa Fe Opera.
You two are so polite with one another.
I know. You could take a page out of that book.
Ooh.
I could take the whole book and bounce it off somebody's head. This
you
is politeness galore. I can't believe this.
Santa's
patiently
watching.
Oh, Santa's watching. You're right. She'll be good.
Santa's watching the whole year. That's the only problem with that.
No, but you don't think about it until it's like Thanksgiving.
I know,
you start
but
acting.
Santa thinks about it.
He's too busy to be watching us all the time.
Yeah, he's overseeing his gnomes.
That's right.
Okay, and by the way, don't forget, besides your local merchants and local theater, your local museums. The Museum of Spanish Colonial Art has a show called New Deal Art, CCC Furniture and Tin Work. And that is through December 30th. And so that's ongoing. And then there's all sorts of things. Metal and Mud, Out of the Fire, Ironwork and Pottery. And that goes on through April. And there's also holiday shopping at Tesoro's Gift Shop, and that's 10 to 5. I think they're closed on Mondays. That's not going to do you much good for Christmas Eve, but you can go over the weekend. And Spanish Colonial Art is on, Museum of Spanish Colonial Art is on Museum Hill, and also the Folk Art Museum has fabulous gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You could go in there just to do your Christmas shopping and not even go to the museum.
And they have a really killer exhibit that you should go see anyway.
Which one is that?
The Chocolate Mate y Mate.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty killer.
Do you think Chuck Jones or Pop Studio, are they doing any
Pop Gallery's
Grinch
got their
stuff?
Whole Doctor, their whole Grinch thing, their Seuss thing is going on, yeah.
Are they
going
to play that show, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That show's good.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
I wish somebody would show the Rudolph one from the 60s. I always start crying, though, when they start singing that song. There's always tomorrow for dreams to come
true. I haven't seen that one in forever.
Welcome to the psychiatric reality of Robert Knott's mind.
That's awesome.
Okay, they wonder why I don't come on but every 3 or 4 months. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen.
Michael Combs is going to be playing at Upper Crust. He's a songster, busker, balladeer, and he plays from 6 to 9 tomorrow, joined by Eagle Star, father-daughter folk country duo from 7 to 8, and no cover. And have some nice pizza.
No cover. Did we talk about Emily Bear and the Santa Fe Concert Association?
Oh, no. Okay. Christmas Eve. I'm going to that.
Yeah.
11-year-old composer.
Piano player.
Pianist.
She's been on Ellen DeGeneres like 350 million times. but she's very talented. She's 11 years old, and she...
Despite her contact with Ellen DeGeneres.
She can play better than most bar pianists in Santa Fe. And having said that, tickets are available at the Lemzik. The performance is at the Lemzik.
You're just catty.
I know, I'm grinchy this year. It's on the 24th, which is Monday, at 5 p.m. at the Lemzik, and tickets are available through ticketsantafe.org, 988-1234. That's going to be a really good show.
Did you read Star Coats today?
No.
Listen to this.
Why bother? I thought the world's ending.
I was kind of hoping that I would.
It's a dynamic, action-oriented day, but we just need to make sure it's good action. Track necessary details carefully midday. The evening glows as the sun sextiles Neptune. Bring the mind to a good place. See that? We're all still alive.
I know.
Maybe you can define for us next time you come on the show what sextiles are. And tomorrow night.
You can buy them online.
They're on my kitchen floor.
Yeah.
Gallery talk and book signing. Landscape Dreams, a New Mexico portrait, photography exhibition and book by Craig Varjabedian, who was on the show not too long ago. He's fantastic. He's a very good photographer. And that's tomorrow from 5 to 7 at William Talbot Fine Art. No, it's not from 5 to 7. It's from 3:30 to 5:30.
And Rob, real quickly, is this weekend as well as next weekend, is there any free cab service for people who might be imbibing too much? Because you know the DWI guys are going to be everywhere.
Yeah, it's the Tipsy Tow program. If you just call Capital City Cab, but you got to mention that you want to use the program, you can find information about it through their website.
Is it this weekend as well as next?
Huh? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the police are going to be everywhere, starting like tonight.
Oh, they'll be super blitzing their little super blitzing butts off. And
wait, isn't Blitzen one of the names of the reindeer?
That's right.
Oh, what were the other ones, real quick?
Dasher,
Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph.
Can you do the Seven Dwarfs, since we're talking about gnomes?
Everyone's looking at me. Rob Duvall can do those.
No,
Sleepy,
I know.
Sneezy.
I can't.
Smarty, Dummy, Shoesy, Peachy.
Larry, Moe, Curly, Shemp.
The Country Blues Review is playing tonight at 2nd Street. It's the annual Christmas show, 6 to 9, no cover, and they're having an Indiegogo campaign to raise funds for their new CD. And so they're in the studio. Michael Handler, who is active with KSFR, is doing a lot of stuff with them. You can call 988-2666 for more information. But 2nd Street, fun place to listen to music and just chill out.
I agree. I like that place.
I do, too.
I like both of them. The food's better at one than the other, but beyond that, the atmosphere and the company and the music's
good. Oh, which 2nd Street is it? It must be the one on 2nd Street.
The food at 2nd Street is better than the food in
No,
Rite
but
Aid.
Where are they playing?
Well, no.
It just said at 2nd Street.
Who?
I guess maybe a food critic
The
for
Blues
them.
Review.
The Blues right. Review is probably... What day is it?
Tomorrow.
Okay, Country Blues Review, 2nd Street Brewery, but it doesn't say at the rail yard. It
doesn't
so
say which
know.
One.
One or the other.
I'm guessing it's the one on 2nd Street.
Okay.
And don't forget, salsa every Friday at 9 o'clock at the Lodge.
Yes.
At which I haven't been reading lately, but it's still there. Salsa, bachata, merengue, cumbia, cha-cha-cha, reggaeton. And, you know, there's a lot of salsa, Christmas salsa music. I'm going to play a little bit of that on Monday, I think.
Is it like real original Christmas salsa music, or is it like Christmas music?
It's totally salsa with some words about Jesus and, you know... Nativities in it and things like that.
See,
but if you didn't know Spanish, you would just think it was salsa.
My knowledge of salsa...
Except sometimes there's cathedral bells in it, which is also a tip-off.
Really?
Yeah.
Salsa with cathedral bells.
Yeah, that's the other way you know. And sometimes there's one that starts with the jingle bells theme, but then it goes right into salsa.
Yeah. Oh, there's
which
there's,
is a good thing.
We have some great holiday CD reviews in today's Pasa Tiempo, and one of them you'll really appreciate. You should read it. It's from a band called Jingle Cats.
No, stop.
And
what?
The album is called Meowie Christmas.
He was playing this at work and driving us all mad. It's cats doing songs.
Yes.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's evil. That's wrong. It's morally indefensible.
Which is why you need to read the review, and you'll understand.
As long as I don't have to actually listen to the...
I'm going to send you... Like MP3 files out.
That doesn't mean I have to click
that.
On them.
No, but if your three dogs were doing Christmas tunes, that would be fine.
I can read the email so it starts playing when you open it. I'll say urgent.
The music here is starting to play and it's saving us.
Have a safe Christmas, everybody. Safe Christmas. Peaceful Christmas, all of you.
Rob DeWalt is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, Robert Nutt used to be with us many Fridays speaking of the arts, and he still graces us with his beautiful, charming presence and his gift of song.
I ain't bringing you no presents. The stores were also all closed this morning.
A few times a year, and it's delightful to have you on. And,
I'm
and
not
he's
coming
the
on if you're going to be polite all the time.
Not to you, just to each other. Any dulcet strains as we go out?
I don't know about that. I ate pretty well this morning, so I'm not having any problem yet. I'll let you know later if there's repercussions.
And here we thought you were going to sing a song for us.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
Every time we go out to lunch or something, like half an hour after we go out to lunch, he'll be like, so how does your stomach feel? How you feeling?
He takes me on these lunch reviews where, like, I always have to, you know, there's problems later on. I have an ironclad stomach.
Did you say it was a marshmallow Christmas?
Yeah, he was trying to get me to learn the words to the Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra marshmallow Christmas song.
That's a great tune.
I saw the video of that. I think you sent it to me, and it was terrible.
Why?
It was the definition of cheesy. When you look up cheesy on, you know, when you Google cheesy, you get that video.
You do? I thought you got a photo of me.
Or the one of the altar boys singing, meowing.
That's terrible.
That was awesome. What did you call it? The worst?
The longest 3 minutes and 18 seconds of my entire life.
These are strange people, ladies and gentlemen. Very strange people.
But you've never heard Rossini done so marvelously.
10 seconds left. 5 seconds. Rob DeWalt, Robert Knott, everybody else. Merry Christmas. Happy weekend and happy Mind Calendar. Adios.